Welcome back to the Dennis Stuckey Show here on WPHM. Of course, Friday was the Crosstown Showdown, and it was a really good game this year between Port Huron Northern and Port Huron High. The Huskies win it 29-26. It goes back and forth, and Northern head coach Larry Rollins joins us on the program. First off, Larry, congratulations. You've won the showdown 3 years in a row now, and it was a little extra special and a little extra sad on Friday night because you clinched your second straight MAC Blue title, you clinched your fourth straight trip into the playoffs, but you also lost two really good football players. Where do you want to begin?
What I'll begin to say, well, thanks for having me on today and this morning, and also, we won the game. We got the brick back here at Northern. We did clinch our fourth straight playoff appearance, which is fantastic for our program and for our players. And then also we got the second straight MAC Blue title, which has never been done in school history, with winning back-to-back conference titles. And that's a testament to our program and our kids. And I'm so proud of how they played and how exciting that game was. And the other part of it is, you know, losing a couple kids like that. You never want to see kids go down or hurt. You want them to be able to finish their careers, especially with being seniors. It's sad that it happened, but the next man up mentality right now is the way we're going. Braden was out of practice yesterday, cheering on his teammates and encouraging them and helping them out with reads and adjustments. So we're the next man up mentality, and hoping we're going to pick up where we left off.
How bad is the injury for Braden? He's going to be okay, right? This isn't going to affect Michigan at all?
No, this is not going to affect Michigan whatsoever. The timetable of everything is he's going to have surgery next week, and then he'll still be enrolling early in January, and then he'll be with Michigan with their trainers and doctors and strength and conditioning coaches. And he's just looking forward to getting there and rehabbing and getting stronger, and then hopefully being able to participate in spring ball and then working out in the summertime and be good and ready to rock and roll in August for when camp starts.
How's Theo doing?
Theo's good. He's walking around right now throughout the hallways. He's kind of a every day. So I would list him as like NFL. He'd be questionable as of right now if I had an injury report. But he's doing good. He's walking around okay right now. We'll have to kind of see how it goes today and tomorrow with practice.
All right, that's good news. I don't know if you know these numbers. I'm a numbers guy, so I'm going to just start throwing numbers at you. You guys are 31-9 in your last 40 games. And I don't know if you know this, but going back to when you were in the gold, you have won 13 straight league games. What does that say about the job you guys are doing?
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. That's actually pretty cool. I didn't realize those numbers. It comes down to getting the kids to buy in. The kids are the ones that are, you know, making the tackles, running the touchdowns, making the adjustments in blocking and tackling and everything. And then also part of it is our coaching staff. We're a huge family with our coaching staff. We love seeing each other at practice. We get along with each other. The kids see that as well, and the time that they spent helping these kids and wanting to get these kids to learn and do the adjustments, it's awesome that we've been doing this. And the guys just feed off the coaches, and we feed off the program, and it kind of just runs itself right now, and it's fantastic.
Yeah, you have to go back September 1st, 2017, that 49-42 game at Marine City. It's the last time you lost a league game.
Really?
Yeah.
That's actually pretty cool. And that was a great game itself, too. I think we were up in the fourth quarter, then we gave up two late ones, and they got us by one. Yeah, that's impressive, yeah.
Now, that was a fun game. You know, Friday night was a fun game, too. It went back and forth. And it's fun because this year both teams are really good, and there was a lot more at stake than just the bragging rights. And I don't want to get ahead of myself, because you still have two more regular season football games to go before we think about the playoffs. But there is that chance looming in the background that you guys might meet again this season.
Oh, yeah, there's definitely that chance. And getting back to the game on Friday, honestly, that was one of the best high school football games I've ever been a part of. And I'm hearing students throughout this week so far in the school, like, Coach, that was such an awesome game. And talking to some parents and my family members as well that were in the stands, they're like, you were on the edge of your seat every play, every minute. And that's what high school football is all about, and that's why we do it. And Coach Mullins does a fantastic job with that program at Port Huron High. They do a wonderful job, and their kids play hard. it was what you want a rival game to look like, with two good programs this year playing against each other, and they both got after it, and it went down to the wire, and we're fortunate enough to come out on top this year. But yeah, I mean, we clinched. They needed to win one more, and they'll be in, and it's exciting. We've always talked about having both high schools be in the playoffs at the same time together, and now it's coming to fruition. I mean, this is a legit chance of this happening, and I think it's awesome for our town community to have both programs in the playoffs and possibly playing each other too as well.
Yeah, I just think that would be a whole lot of fun, especially this year. All right, going back again to Friday, was there a moment in that game that you thought was the key or the turning point or led to you guys getting the win?
There were two key components for me. It was the third down and 12 play, the first play of the fourth quarter when Theo just got hurt, and then Seth found Nick Platzer on that 38-yard touchdown pass to make it 21-19. That was a huge turning point because it was a third down and long play. We just lost Theo, and the kids responded, and we punched that one in. And then it was James DeLong's punt return in the fourth quarter that set up the last touchdown to make it a two-possession game.
You know, and just before that kick, I had said, you know, we haven't heard much from James DeLong tonight. He hasn't really had a big part in the game. And then not only did he return the punt, but then he scored the touchdown to cap that that drive. He's a really good athlete. I mean, he plays basketball really well. He plays baseball, and on the football field as a wide receiver for you guys the last couple of years, he's a real dangerous weapon.
Yeah, I mean, he is. He's a smart kid. He's real shifty and athletic. He knows how to. He's great balance and how he runs his routes and body position. And that goes back to, you know, playing basketball. He's been the starting point guard here for 3 years. He's a starting shortstop on the baseball team as a sophomore and as a junior, and will be as a senior this year as well. Like I said, he's just a fantastic athlete, a fantastic kid. And, you know, PH did a nice job of kind of bracketing him a little bit. They played man coverage with Shaka Brown on him that night, which we kind of figured that's what would happen. And he just, it kind of led himself to, you know, Nick making a couple of catches. But then James, of course, you know, he's going to find a way to get it. And he found a seam on that punt return and hit it, and he kind of cut it back across the grain. And then he caught the touchdown pass, and then he threw the ball in that extra point. So he had a nice solid minute there of action and to actually transform the game for us.
You know, you as a player, you were a Big Red, and you played for Coach Mullins. And now as a coach on the northern sideline, you've kind of been at both ends of this. Can you even put that into words?
Now that I'm older, I'm more established here at Northern with my kids and program. But Coach Mullins and I have much respect for each other, and we have a great relationship. And it was nice being a part of on other sidelines and playing for him and playing for PH, and then ultimately winning the Brick Fowler Trophy for the first time in like 7 or 8 years when we were there against Northern. But it's nice being here now and working with our kids and seeing the work they put in. And of course, bringing the Brick back for the third straight year is fantastic for our school and our program. And it just kind of keeps the kids saying, hey, this is why we do this in the summer. This is why we do this in the wintertime, is for moments like this right now. And it's awesome. It's just a great feeling for our kids.
All right. You've still got some work to do here. You head to Roseville this week. I think even though they're 2-5, that they're a pretty good football team. I was looking at it yesterday, and I think their five losses are all to teams that have at least five wins, and they're all going to probably go to the playoffs. And so they've had a really tough schedule, but they've got a big, powerful back, and this is a game where you guys are going to have to show up if you want to get another win. And if you win this week, you don't have to share the title with the winner of the Port Huron Lakeview game.
Yeah, I mean, Roseville is they may be 2-5, but they're a good football team. They're a physical, pretty athletic football team, and like you said, I mean, it's going to be a total team effort Friday night, and it's that next man up mentality. And the kids are the kids that have been playing much this year have got some reps in second half of games since we've been up. So it's not like they've never been in some game action, and now we're going to be counting on them to be the guys. Friday night, and then we had a great practice yesterday. I expect another great practice this week because the kids don't want to share it. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of their mentality this week. You know, we've done this, we came this far, I'm not sharing this. You know, and they also understand that they're not sharing it, and another win for them also can lock up a possibility of a number one seed for the playoffs and then home field in the playoffs, which is what the kids, they're like, this is our last bus trip, coach. I'm like, okay, that's what you guys want to do. Let's get after it then. And then that's the mindset of our kids. It's like, hey, go guys, go down. Let's keep going and let's get after it.
I'll tell you what, those home playoff games are nice too, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. I mean, no one likes to get on a bus. I tell you what, I don't like to get on a bus anymore. And the kids don't like to either. It's just nice being at home, your environment, you have your routine that you're going. Well, you're not getting on the bus driving an hour somewhere. So the kids understand that as well, and that's kind of what we're doing. Our motto this week is we're not sharing and we're not riding anymore. So that's pretty cool. The kids want to do that.
All right. Well, congratulations again, Larry. Again, throw another number at you. The Huskies had made the playoffs 3 times in school history, and now you've done it 4 years in a row. I think you're doing a great job there at Port Huron Northern. And congratulations to you, your staff, and all the kids for the hard work they put in.
Awesome. I thank you so much. I appreciate it. The kids are doing well, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Good luck on Friday.
Thank you.
All right. There's Larry Rollins, head coach of Port Huron Northern. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more in just a moment here on the Dennis Stuckey Show.